couple of weeks ago, members of the Polish Catholic community in the Diocese of Elphin staged a vigil outside the residence of the Bishop of Elphin in Sligo town. They were there to object to the Bishop's plan to end the tenure of the Polish priest, Father Stan Cordus. He's based at the St. Anne's Parish in Sligo town, but his time there is due to end next year.
Signed. We have
not only Polish, only
Irish. Irish as well. Yeah, but like it's much like it's few Irish, but it's all Polish signed, begging the bishop to change mind and can we keep the Polish priest.
So 1,400 people had signed a petition at that stage, and while that vigil was taking place, representatives of the Polish community met inside the Bishop's Palace with Bishop Kevin Dorn, and they still insist that they have been well served by a Polish priest in their midst for many years and that service should continue. And as I say, they had organised a petition of support. But there's still no indication that the priest will be kept long term. So where exactly is it at? Well, on the line now is one of the local members of the Polish Catholic community, Gregory Radzik. And I know, Gregory, this morning the first thing you want to do is to say thanks for the provision of a Polish priest over many years.
In relation to the situation, first of all, at the very beginning, I would like to thank the late Bishop Christopher Jones and Bishop Kevin Doran for their help and commitment for the real pastoral care and their deeply understanding of our needs. We thank you for bringing the Polish priest and by this maintaining our faith and the unity. We thank all Irish priests with whom we had the pleasure of working with. We thank you for your help and kindness. We thank Father Tom, our first parish priest, for his huge support and big friendly heart to us. For many years when our chaplaincy was placed in Sligo Cathedral. We thank Father Pat for being our host in St. Anne's Parish at the moment, for his help and kindness, for his open heart and honest friendship. Father Pat, thank you very much, and we feel like at home in St. Anne's Church, St. Anne's Parish. And I would like to thank all the Irish people who made our initiative and activities easier and more enjoyable to implement. And once again, thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, all right. So can you explain to us why the continued presence of a Polish priest is so important for the local Polish community?
It is very important that the Polish chaplain in Sligo just bind the Polish community together. He's there to offer the word of God in the language that we can fully understand, and he's there to offer his support, guidance, consultation, advice. Sometimes he's just there to listen to people, just to be there when no one else can do it. Many people need just urgent spiritual help, for example, a confession after many years of sins, or confession and communion before death. Mm. And these are very, very serious spiritual matters that cannot be dealt with, every few or 4 weeks or over the phone.
It has to be Polish priests. Are there not enough other priests to serve the needs of the Polish community, do you think, Greg?
There's, I think, every priest serves his blog, and we are so happy that we have Father Pat in St. Anne's Church. We often chat with him, and he's very interested in our lives, and they ask about our families and our situation. I think he could answer that question best. But if an English-speaking priest would like from his heart, to hear a confession or offer his time to support to someone in need, but it will have to talk of difficult matters, use subtle words, go to very intimate details. That require very some manoeuvring in language. And this is so difficult or impossible for majority to do it between languages. But, you know, coming back to the main question, like, generally there's not enough priests in Ireland, but this is not, this is not a core of issue. Like, Father Stan, at the moment, is just one of them. He's just, his presence in Sligo just offer a choice. He offers a choice to do who feel who not feel fully comfortable in language that they only learn to some degree. So
okay, all right. So where, tell us where you're at the moment. There was an event, let's put it that way, outside the Bishop's Palace a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So is Father Stan staying, or is he just staying for a few more months, or what is your understanding?
That meeting was really long. It was almost almost 2 hours. And by the end of the meeting, Bishop Kevin said that we listened to each other, and he said he would have to return to his consultors and come back to us with the results of that meeting. We pray together, and we are hopeful that if there is any issues or difficulties, that we can do our best to support the diocese and make the make it easier for Bishop to permit our chaplain to stay in Sligo as it is for almost past 18 years. It'll be great help if that will continue.
All right. Just a final question, Greg. Apart from the Polish community, I mean, what sort of support have you got from the church community in general throughout the Diocese of Elphin?
Different. We get different types of support. Like last time, we got 1,400 of people signed up a letter for support. Our Polish chaplaincy to stay in Sligo. It was Polish, Irish, and I believe there are other nationalities. Very often, when we start our initiatives, like, we always get help and support, and when we are asked to help in the church, we always react. And when we did some repairs and maintenance in the church and around the church, so we want to be and I believe that we are truly united in the church. So. So I think that works, the support works both ways.
Yeah, all right, okay, we'll leave it there. Greg, thanks for joining us on the programme this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Niall, for your time. And I would like to wish our listeners a very happy Christmas. And I hope that little Jesus will bring you a gift of love, happiness, peace, and courage to all your families. And stay with God, and God bless you all. Thank you very much.